Friday, October 25th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Join the ESU student athletes in the ESU Student Recreation Center parking lot next to the ESU soccer pitch. Trunk or treat and enjoy games, candy, and fun. Monday, October 25th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. with the ESU Student Athlete Advisory Committee.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:22, and it's time for the ESU Buzz with Emporia State President Allison Garrett. The Buzz brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, and by Emporia State University. Discover ESU, where learning comes to life with more than 200 academic programs. Learn more at emporia.edu.
Are you interested in becoming an elementary teacher? The new Master of Science in Elementary Education at Emporia State University was designed for the career changer. Regardless of what area your bachelor's degree is in, our online MS in Elementary Education can help you become an elementary teacher in as little as 2 years. Interested in learning more? Visit emporia.edu/MSELED.
You have a hard time saving money? What if you could find a way to save a little bit at a time and win cash? You can with a Save to Win Certificate of Deposit account at Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Start out with just $25 and keep depositing all year. With every $25 you deposit, you're entered into drawings for cash, up to 10 entries a month. So far, ESFCU members have won over $9,600. Find out more at 342-2336.
The only time I can slip in a little Roy Rogers, that's always a good thing. Welcome to the ESU Buzz with Emporia State President Allison Garrett. President Garrett, good morning.
Well, good morning to both of you.
How are you today?
I am doing okay. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks, and thanks as always for taking some time to join us. We certainly appreciate that, as always, President Garrett.
Well, thank you. I've really appreciated your willingness to showcase all of the great people and things happening at ESU the last few years.
What is going through your mind right now with really today being the penultimate day, next to last day leading Emporia State University?
You know, I'll certainly miss all of the great people at ESU, the students, the faculty and staff, and of course people in the community, because this is a really wonderful place.
Well, President Garrett, as most know, is departing Emporia State here within the next day to become the Chancellor and Chief Executive Officer of the Oklahoma State System of Higher Education. We want to really kick things off by congratulating you on your new position, President Garrett. Are you excited?
You know, I am excited and a little bit overwhelmed, too. I've got a lot to learn over the next several months. And I'm looking forward to that. But, you know, what excites me about the position is just the opportunity to have more of an impact on a broader scale. And, you know, I've certainly enjoyed my time at ESU, but I'm looking forward to the challenges ahead in Oklahoma.
How exactly does your job, maybe not the job, but the scope of your position change now going from a single university now to essentially going statewide?
Yeah, so I moved from one university to 25-ish, you know, that opportunity to impact students on a statewide basis is really exciting, because higher education is such a marvelous path toward economic stability for families. You know, there's all kinds of data that shows that for those who get a bachelor's degree, they're going to earn well over $1 million more during their lifetime. And, you know, there's just a host of really good consequences that flow from higher education. And I'm a big fan of higher ed and what it can do to change people's lives for the better. So I'm very excited about the opportunity to have a statewide impact.
Yeah, President Allison Garrett, ESU President Allison Garrett, with us on the ESU Buzz. President Garrett will be leaving us, but the Buzz won't. We're going to still keep handling and promoting Emporia State University and hearing about all the great things that are happening on and off campus involving Emporia State. Well, President Garrett, 17th president at Emporia State, started in January of 2016, and I know you have a lot to be proud of, but does anything stand out as far as things that have moved forwards at Emporia State during your tenure?
You know, there is a lot, and while I'm proud of the things we've accomplished, I'm really proud of what the whole team here has done. You know, for your listeners, it's easy to see the changes on campus with some construction projects that have gone on. And, you know, one dorm came down, a new one went up. And we've got the Kossover Tennis Complex, the Payrock Aquatic Research Center. But when I think about, you know, what's really impactful, it's things like our several years of record student retention rates and now a few years of record graduation rates, both at 4- and 6-year levels. And those are really exciting because that indicates people aren't just coming to Emporia State, but they're actually being successful here. And to me, that's what's really exciting about what's happened in the last few years. And then, you know, we've got a great team over in advancement, and so I believe I'm accurate in saying over the last 5 years, we've had 4 of the highest fundraising years ever, including the very highest. And so just a lot of great things happening, but it's all because of the terrific team here at ESU.
Speaking of fundraising, if I'm not mistaken, during homecoming, there's expected to be a big Together Forward fundraising announcement. Am I correct?
I believe you are right,
yeah.
Yes.
So you want to spill the beans before you leave? Say, hey, I'm not going to be here.
No, but I will tell you that Shane Shively and I kind of looked at each other, and we were both crazy on the same day. And we said, yes, let's go ahead and launch a fundraising campaign in the middle of a global pandemic. It just felt like the right thing to do. You know, our alums and donors have continued to be incredibly generous to Emporia State. They're investing in the university's future and in the future of our students.
President Garrett, I wanted to ask you about, you know, when you came to Emporia for the first time, really during the selection process 5 years ago, and then you were ultimately chosen to lead the university. What were your first impressions of Emporia and Emporia State University, and how did those initial impressions grow and develop here over the last 5 years?
You know, really, my initial impressions just had a lot to do with how incredibly friendly everyone was. And I've certainly experienced that firsthand over the last few years. And as Emporia State conducts a search for the next president, I'm confident that this community will be equally welcoming to him or her.
Well, I know that you have wanted to highlight, too, and you know how important the community campus relationship is. And it's always been very good. And I think you probably took that to another level here with your husband, Chip, being involved. I know your husband, too, has been very involved in the community, and you, too. So I know you think that's very important.
Absolutely. And, you know, the spirit of service here is something that we see all across the community. And we've both been fortunate to be involved in in some nonprofits around town. And that's been something that's been very important to us. And, of course, Chip has also been part of the crew that serves lunch to ESU students every Friday at our church. And so he's really enjoyed that and is probably going to be gearing up today for his last Friday of serving lunch to ESU students.
Well, Chip has also been serving on the SOS Board of Directors. So we're in the SOS building here and also the Emporia Lyon County Metropolitan Area Planning Commission. And I have been serving with President Garrett on the United Way Board of the Directors for years. So, President Garrett, we appreciate your service there here in the community. So I think you touched on this with your opening statement with us here this morning, President Garrett, but are you happy and pleased with the way things that you're leaving things at Emporia State?
You know, I really am. As I said, I've been privileged to work with an absolutely fabulous team here at ESU, and we've made all kinds of progress in so many aspects of how the university runs things, how we make decisions, how we market the university, and how we teach, what kinds of programs we offer. And I'm just really, really proud of the hard work that's been put into all of this by our faculty and staff. And this has come during a time of really significant budget cutting. The state continues to cut higher ed budgets, and we're hopeful that maybe this coming year the state will begin to invest in higher ed again and kind of up what it's doing for higher ed. But those cuts have been very painful for not just ESU, but our peer institutions as well.
Yeah, many years of cuts, and then, navigating through a pandemic. And I think your team and you handled it very well. Your thoughts on jumping through the pandemic hoops, President Garrett?
Yeah, so I would tell you that one of the things I'm incredibly proud of is what a fabulous job ESU's faculty and staff did in handling this global pandemic. And in particular, one of the things that was experienced at a lot of universities is that students had classes just moving to online. And we were very focused on keeping a very, very significant percentage of our classes that were going to be face-to-face, actually face-to-face. And so both last fall and last spring, we were able to keep about three-quarters of those classes fully face-to-face. Another 15 or 20% moved to hybrid models. Only maybe 5% or so moved to fully online. And I'm just really proud of our faculty and staff for that. If you think about our faculty, the challenges of working through a pandemic were enormous because they were teaching face-to-face, but they were also recording their lectures or streaming their lectures because we had students who were quarantined or isolated. And for faculty with younger kids, they were also having to, kind of do some homeschooling as well. And that was an enormous burden. On the staff side, we had people who were, spending so much more time cleaning or caring for the health or counseling our students. There was just a tremendous additional burden put on all of the faculty and staff here at ESU. And as you would expect from a terrific team, they came through with flying colors.
I wanted to ask you, and typically when we have a move of this magnitude, we ask the outgoing department head, in this case you, to give your thoughts and your advice for the person coming in, whoever does replace you. But I wanted to ask you kind of on top of that, what's your advice to the Board of Regents on what this university needs and the type of leader that this university needs?
This university needs someone who will be extraordinarily collaborative. I think that's something that has been really a hallmark of ESU culture for the last several years. We have a number of shared governance groups with a lot of wisdom to contribute to decision-making processes. And engaging those groups is incredibly important.
Well, President Garrett, it has been a pleasure working with you and knowing you over these past number of years, since 2016.
Absolutely.
We want to thank you for your leadership at Emporia State, your vision, your engagement, and from our part, your accessibility. Much appreciated. We think you've done a great job and know that you will have much success leading the way at the Oklahoma State System of Higher Education. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you to both of you. I've really appreciated the relationship with both of you and appreciate both of you as not just members of the press, but as community members who really engage with the Emporia community. Thanks so much.
Good luck,
thank
President
you.
Garrett.
Thank you.
Thank you. That is Emporia State outgoing president Allison Garrett with her final ESU buzz here this morning, Chuck.
All right, and the buzz will be up in the KVUE.com audio vault later, so be sure to check that, whether you listened in or maybe you just want to tune in a little bit later on and listen in some more. So that'll be coming up on the KVUE.com audio vault online. Don't forget, here in just a second, we've got Rotary Club member Alex Mosakowski for the official Newsmaker 2 slot as we talk about the upcoming grocery grab, which, believe it or not, is a little bit more than a month out. KVUE Candidate Forum comes up at 10:06. Our questions and yours for school board candidates Christina Faulkner, Jamie Reaver, and Jennifer Thomas. And again, the drive for food is just about set to launch here within the next 20 to 30 minutes or so. Still got a little bit of time to get an address in so we can get that food to the Salvation Army and the Spartan Stop at Emporia High School.
And our ESU Buzz brought to you by Emporia State University. Discover ESU, where learning comes to life with more than 200 academic programs. Learn more at emporia.edu. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, ESFCU, the educated choice. KVOE Live and Local, good morning, 838, 47 degrees. Good morning.
Vote yes on November 2nd to extend the 1% countywide sales tax.